In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Tonight we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. It is one of our great feasts. عيد من الأعياد السيدية بتاعتنا. Actually, after our Lord Jesus Christ have fulfilled the process of salvation, which we can summarize it in four main points. The first one, incarnation. The second one, crucifixion. The third one, resurrection. And at last, ascension. After our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled the process of salvation, he fulfilled also his promise that he will send to us the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. It's amazing that when our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking with his disciple that he must leave them, they could not accept this. They could not accept this. قال لهم مرة كده لأني قد ملأ الحزن قلوبكم. بس أنا أحب أطلعها لكم من هنا بس مش عايزة تيجي معايا دلوقتي. يعني. Anyhow, he always was speaking with them that he must go to his father, but they wouldn't able to accept that. But it is amazing that when he was taken from them up to heaven, after 40 days, in the day of ascension, it is said that, or it is written that, now when he had spoken these things, while they watched it, he was taken up. Our Lord Jesus Christ was taken up, Sa'ad al-Sama. And a cloud received him out of their sight. Which is amazing is that in the Gospel of Luke, the first or the last chapter or the last verse, now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. The amazing point which I would like to focus on, they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. they returned to Jerusalem with a great joy. Why? How come that the disciple, when he was taken up to heaven from them, they must be sad, they must be upset, because they love their master, they love their savior, and they wouldn't like to accept the idea that he is or he will be taken from them. But the amazing point is that after he stayed 40 days with them after his resurrection, and then he blessed them and was taken up to heaven, it is written that they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. What is the cause? What happened? I think during these 40 days, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to them about heaven. And he could show them and explain to them how heaven is the final destination and how heaven is beautiful, full of glory and full of joy and full of light, and how they shall enjoy being with Jesus forever. He filled them with a great desire. اشتياق يعني يا مايكل. A great desire to see heaven. And that's why when he filled them with all this desire that they were longing to heaven, then they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. عجيب انهم رجعوا الى اورشليم بفرح، مع ان كل ما كان يقول لهم انا هسيبكم واصعد للسماء كانوا يزعلوا. حقيقه I would like to say to you that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he fulfilled his promise, or when he fulfilled the process of salvation, came to us, emptying himself, أخلى نفسه, and was amazing teacher, and he did amazing miracles, and he was teaching as one who has authority, and he has compassion for all the people, and then he was crucified and raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead and ascended into the heaven. He fulfilled what he had promised to his church. قال لهم كده لا تبرحوا أورشليم أو أقيموا في أورشليم. Behold, I send the promise of my father. I send the promise of my father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. يعني قال لهم كده أنا هبعت لكم أرسل إليكم موعد أبي أقيموا في مدينة أورشليم إلى أن تلبسوا قوة من الأعالي. Now my question is, what is the promise of my father? And where we can find it? He said to them, stay in Jerusalem. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem. أو قال لهم في سفر أعمال الرسل, in the book of Acts, chapter 1. The book of Acts, chapter 1, he said, it to them in a very, very clear way. He said to them that he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. My question, what is the promise of the Father? إيه هو موعد الآب اللي بيقول عليه دوت؟ Anyone can... Bravo. Yes. الآب وعد. بس وعد فين بقى؟ حد يقدر يجيبها؟ Yes. أنت جاوبت إجابة صح. الآب وعد. Father promised that he will give the Holy Spirit. Actually, the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament was not to be given to anyone, only to the prophets, only to the prophets, or to the kings. The kings, the prophets, and the priests, especially the high priest. But the congregation, the other believers, they are not granted the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is only for these three categories. Kings, prophets, and high priest. But there was a promise from God, at least in two of the books of the Old Testament. And it will be amazing to go to this one of them in the Gospel and the book of Ezekiel, and the other is in the book of Joel, Yoel, وحسقيال. يوئيل وحسقيال. Let us start with Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. هقولها بالعربي على بال ما طلعها. ويكون في تلك الأيام أني أسكب من روحي على كل بشر. ويكون في تلك الأيام أني أسكب من روحي على كل بشر، فيتنبأ بنوكم وبناتكم. حد ممكن يجيب لي القصة؟ أهو خلاص أنا طلعتها. Book of Joel chapter 2 and verse 28. You shall find here the promise of the Father that the Holy Spirit will come upon each flesh, not only for the prophets, not only for the kings, not only for the high priest. يقول كده يكون بعد ذلك أن أسكب روحي على كل بشر. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. ده بقى الوعد الرائع الجميل. ده الوعد الغريب والعجيب. That God will give His Spirit to all flesh. كل الناس ياخدوا الروح القدس. This is the gift of God. This is the gift of the Father. This is the promise of the Father, which He promised in the Old Testament that He will give His Spirit. He will pour. I will pour my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. بنوكم وبناتكم، ما هماش ملوك، ما هماش كهنة، ما هماش أنبياء. But all flesh, they are not kings, they are not priests, they are not prophets. But I will pour my spirit on all flesh. This was fulfilled in that blessed great day of Pentecost. Because God fulfilled his promise. I will say to you another promise. In the book of Ezekiel, Hezekiel, Ishah 36, chapter 36, he is speaking to the congregations, starting from verse 25. خدوا بالكم بالعربي وبالإنجليش. أرش عليكم ماء طاهرا تطهرون من كل نجاساتكم ومن كل أصنامكم أطهركم، أعطيكم قلبا جديدا، أجعل روحا جديدا أو جديدة في داخلكم، روح جديدة يعني حاجة حلوة ماشي، أنزع قلب الحجر من لحمكم وأعطيكم قلب لحم. What else؟ وأجعل روحي في داخلكم. This is the amazing. أجعل روحي في داخلكم. ربنا هيحط الروح القدس بتاعه جوانا. عشان كده it is written, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. What else? I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And then the amazing, great, precious promise. I will put my spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you. This is the great day which God in the Old Testament promised, at least in two places, in two books. Joel chapter 2 and Ezekiel chapter 36. That's why when the day of Pentecost came and all of a sudden, chapter 2, the book of Acts, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, وكانوا مجتمعين, they were all with one accord in one place, the Holy Spirit came, and يقول كده هوت, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. امتلأ الجميع. They were all, please, red circle around all. All. In the past, only the prophets. Only the kings. حل روح الله على David. يحل روح الله على Saul, the king. يحل روح الله على شمشون, Samson. Only certain people. لكن هنا امتلأ الجميع من الروح القدس. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And the sign, the sign that we were full of the Holy Spirit, they began to speak with other tongues. Amazing. كلموا English, كلموا French, كلموا Spanish, كلموا عربي, Arabic, كلموا Latin, كلموا Greek. What happened? اللي حصل ان they started, the people they started to mock them, تريقوا عليهم. فكانوا يقولوا كده، كانوا يستهزئون قائلون إنهم قد امتلأوا سلافة. عدد 13 verse 13 verse 13 others mocking said they are full of new wine. عمل ايه بطرس؟ سان بيتر the great disciple made amazing link between what happened in that day and what we read now, right now, in the book of Joel. عمل ربط ما بين دوت وما بين يوئيل. قال لهم انتم مش عارفين ده اللي ربنا قاله في سفر يوئيل، ده تحقيق للوعد. Then he said to them, Saint Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, Men of Judah, أيها الرجال اليهود، and all who dwell in Jerusalem، كل السكان في أورشليم، let this be known to you and heed my words، ليكن هذا معلوما عندكم، اصغوا إلى كلامي، for these are not drunk، دول الناس مش سكرانين، because everyone was listening to them and hearing them speak in his tongue. Whatever his country is, he may come from Egypt, they speak Coptic. He may come from the Arab, they speak Arabic. كل واحد سامحهم بيتكلموا باللغة بتاعته. بس تعالوا بقى عشان Don't think that أنا أبونا برسوم اللي بفسر. I am not explaining that. But Saint Peter, after receiving the Holy Spirit, he who said that. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. هذا ما قيل بيوئيل النبي. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. قال لهم ده اللي اتكتب في يوئيل. كلام واضح. هذا اللينك والرباط العجيب ما بين الأولد تيستمنت والنيو تيستمنت. It is not mine. It is Saint Peter. That's why this is the first point اللي انا حبيت اقولها. What is the promise of the Father? المسيح لما قال لهم كده خليكوا لغاية ما انتظروا موعد الآب. He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem but to wait for the promise of the Father. This is the promise of the Father. This is the glory of the church, that the church to be granted the Holy Spirit. ما سبناش المسيح كده نخبط في الدنيا لوحدنا. The Holy Spirit is one of the hypostasis, أقنوم. In the Holy Trinity, He came and we have given or we have been given the Spirit of God. What is the Spirit of God? It is the Spirit of adoption. You did not receive the Spirit of bondage to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, and that's why we can boldly say to God, Abba Father. نقول لله أبونا. Why? Because we have been granted the spirit of adoption. The spirit of adoption. And from that day, from that great day, the Holy Spirit is the leader of the church. Is the leader of the church. هو اللي بيقود الكنيسة. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in the church and is dwelling in each one of you. You have been, or you are, you became temple of God. And the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And your bodies are members of Christ. أجسادكم بقت أعضاء المسيح. أجسادكم بقت أعضاء المسيح. I will give you some examples. I will give you some examples. In the book of Acts, in the book of Acts, chapter 13, chapter 13, يقول كده هوت أتاري الروح القدس هو اللي بيختار هو اللي بيقود هو اللي بيعمل كل حاجة. The Holy Spirit, He who leads the church, لدرجة إن بيقول كده as they minister to the Lord, كانوا بيخدموا ربنا. And fasted, it is chapter 13 verse 2, and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit spoke to the disciple and said to them, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. افرزوا لي برنابا وشاول. مين اللي بيقول كده؟ الروح القدس. The Holy Spirit is the one who speak, is the one who choose, is the one who command, is the one who lead. Why our church, the church of Christ, without it, عايز أقول قوة زمنية يعني قوة من قوة العالم أقول إيه without any without any worldly power without fighting with anybody how can the church to stand at least now or almost 2000 years without any worldly power because it has its own power. This power which our Lord Jesus Christ spoke and said to them in the first chapter of the book of Acts. قال لهم كده لا تبرحوا أورشليم. خلاص؟ وبعدين قال لهم ستنالون قوة. You shall receive power from the world? No. From an emperor? No. From a king? No. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. This is the power of the church. So our power is not worldly power, power from the world. Our power is the Holy Spirit who gives us power. Power in faith, power in love, power in preaching the others, power to support and to love each one, even our enemies. Power to answer and explain our hope Everyone is ready through the power of the Holy Spirit not to kill the other, but to die for the sake of the others, to be slaughtered for the faith and for his love for God or to God. يعني القوة ديت مش قوة بنستخدمها علشان نزل الناس، لكن بناخدها عشان نحب الناس. This power is to love the other. Power of faith, power of love, power of joy, power in preaching. Going through everywhere, every country in only 30 years. The 12 disciples went everywhere, to Europe, to Spain, to Rome, Italy, Greece, Asia, Africa, Egypt, Libya, the Arab countries. In 30 years, the Christian faith went through and spread it for the whole world, which was known at that time. 30 سنة بس. Without any worldly power. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. So I say to you, the Holy Spirit is God poured his love. Poured his love. And through his love, he poured the Holy Spirit in your heart. Because the love of God have been poured in your hearts. محبة الله انسكبت في قلوبنا. Through the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. Why the church is always feel sense of power and no fear at all? Because we did not receive the spirit of bondage to fear, but the spirit of adoption. The spirit of adoption. The spirit himself, this Holy Spirit himself, give witness or bear witness that you are the children of God. When I say to you, you are the children of God, it is not me. It is not me who say that. بولس الرسول يقول كده في رسالة غلاطية. في رسالة غلاطية يقول كده: الروح نفسه يشهد لأرواحنا أننا أولاد الله. الروح نفسه يشهد لأرواحنا أننا أولاد الله. يقول كده هوت. هطلعها لكم في حتة أكتر من حتة، أنا ما حضرتش حاجة، أنا عمالة أدور من حاجات كده بس. يعني إيه أهو في رومية 8 يقول إيه؟ يقول حاجة، يعني لو عدنا نتكلم لغاية بكرة هنتكلم. رومان شابتر 8 and verse 14: لأن كل الذين ينقضون بروح الله فأولئك هم أبناء الله. ينقضون، الروح القدس هو القائد، وما دام بنسمع كلام الروح القدس بقينا أولاد الله. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. خلاص دي حلوة دي. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. What else? بيكمل. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba Father. ما خدتوش روح العبودية لكن خدتوا روح التبني. لما بنقول إحنا أولاد الله ده مش يعني مش بنتمحك مش بنتمحك ما عرفش اتمحك ده اتقال ازاي بالإنجليزي لكن معلش يعني ها؟ This is what we have been granted by the Holy Spirit. And my evidence is that the Spirit Himself, the Spirit Himself, الروح نفسه, bears witness, الروح نفسه يشهد لأرواح. The Spirit Himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. مش أبونا اللي بيقول لكم أنتوا ولاد الله, ده الروح القدس اللي فيكم هو اللي بيعد الشهادة ديت. The Spirit Himself, خدوا بالكم, يعني أحلى عطية ربنا إداها لنا بعد ما عمل كل اللي عمل. طب إيه معنى أن إحنا أولاد, أولاد الله يعني إيه؟ ما دام انت ابن, انت قاعد ابن في البيت, ها, يبقى لازم ليك حق في الميراث بتاع ابوك, مش كده ولا ايه؟ تعالوا بقى نشوفها. فان كنا اولاد فاننا ورثة ايضا, احنا ورثة ايضا. And if children then heirs, لينا ميراث. heirs, heirs what? heirs of God and joined her with Christ. ورثة, ورثة. يعني ما تجيب واحد عبد, عبد slave, and this slave is working in a home or in a house or in a palace, he can work to eat and drink only but not to hear because he is a slave. But our Lord Jesus Christ gave us, fulfilled the promise of the Father, which we mentioned just now in the book of Joel and the book of Ezekiel, to give us the spirit of adoption. And the Spirit Himself bears witness, يشهد لأرواحنا إن إحنا أولاد الله, that we are the children of God. لو عايزين يعني أديكوا حاجة تاني, أديكوا يعني evidence تاني, yes, there is an other evidence in the الرسالة بتاعت غلاطية, جليشيان شابتر 4, شابتر 4, شابتر 4. تاخدوا الوعد دوت وتروحوا بيه مبسوطين وفرحانين على بال ما تطلعوها, اقولها لكم بالعربي. ثم بما انكم ابناء, ما دام هو وافق انكم تبقوا اولاده, ارسل الله روح ابنه الى قلوبكم. خلاص بقى, فانتوا ايه؟ انتوا ابناء, هو عايزكم ابناء. فبعت لكم روح ابنه الى قلوبكم بيصرخ, خليكم تصرخوا وتصرخوا يا ابا الاب. طب بعدين يا بولس عايز تقول ايه؟ عايز يقول انت دلوقتي ما بقتش عبد, اذا لست بعد عبدا بل ابنا, وان كنت ابنا فوارث لله بالمسيح. جليشيان, Epistle to Galatians, chapter 4, starting from verse 6. And because you are sons, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son. كلام كده يعني متنقي. ما دام انتوا أبناء, بعت لكم روح ابنه. Because you are sons, He sent you the Spirit of His Son. Why? Into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. God the Father became not only the Father of the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, but He also became my Father. I can say to Him and pray to Him and say, Abba, Father. Therefore, نكمل بقى, therefore, you are no longer slave, You are no longer a slave. انت دلوقتي وانت دلوقتي ما بقتوش عبيد. You are no longer slave but a son. But a son. طيب مدام son لسه قلناها من شوية بالعربي يعمل ايه؟ يبقى وارث. And if a son then an heir of God through Christ. ده العز بقى بتاع المسيح اللي ادهولنا. This is the glory which we have been granted through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. أنا مش عايز أطول عليك كتير، لكن بس كنت عايز أفكر أطلع حاجة. Can you trust that? Can you trust that? إن إحنا اللي ملناش قيمة خالص 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 بقينا أولاد الله. We are sinners. We are nothing. We were exiled. He did not only restore us to paradise, but he granted us to be children of God. And as sons of God, you are here. أنتم مدام أولاد تبقوا ورثة. تبقوا ورثة. And all of you know this great verse. You are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you. كلنا حافظينها ديت. أنتم هيكل الله وروح الله إيه؟ ساكن فيكم. حد عارف الآية دي فين ولا مش عارفينها؟ ها؟ Where is this verse? You are the temple of God. ها؟ دي في 1 كورنثيان، كورنثوس الأولى، شابتر 3 وشابتر 6. Chapter 3 verse 16. Chapter 3 verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? مش عارفين الحكايه دي ولا ايه؟ ده بولس بيقول كده، مش عارفين كده ولا ايه؟ مش عارفين انكم هيكل الله وان روح الله يعمل ايه؟ يسكن فيكم. I will say something. Imagine with me. This is the temple of God, isn't it? This is the temple of God. ده الهيكل بتاع. Imagine with me when somebody came to the temple with some garbage. جاب معاه شوية زبالة. And he put them on the altar in the temple of God. And this temple of God is a temple of stone and wood. هنزعل جدا and we shall be upset and we shall مش عارف بقى هندي له كلام زي الرصاص نقول له ايه يا مايكل؟ ها؟ We shall convict him. We shall say to him, "انت بتعمل ايه? Why do you do that? It is the temple of God. We do this in the temple of God, which is your heart, which is you. When we commit shameful sins, that's why اجيب لكم بقى الآية بقى اللي هي بعدها. احنا قلنا شابتر 6 شابتر 3 فيرس 6. فيرس 6 فيها ايه؟ You are the temple of God and the spirit of God dwells in you. Come to the verse after. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. بعد ما قال انتم هيكل الله وروح الله ساكن فيكم، قال خد بالك اوعى ترمي زباله في الهيكل ده. اوعى تفسد الهيكل ده. ان كان احد يفسد هيكل الله فسيفسده الله، لان هيكل الله مقدس الذي انتم هو. It is not a story of a church only, but it is my portion. It is a story of me. Because the Holy Spirit is not only the leader of the church as a whole, but the Holy Spirit dwells in me and it dwells in you. And that's why you have to keep the temple of God holy. Not to defile, but if setchi as a hekel. Not to defile this. Why? Because if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. احنا هنزعل منه قوي لما يبوظ لنا الهيكل اللي معمول من خشب وحجارة. نقول له ازاي تعمل كده. So how much is the punishment for those who defile the living temple of God, which is you. Which is you. أعتقد في شابتر 6 هتلاقي مكتوبة كده برضو. ممكن أقولها لكم بقى. عارفين إيه اللي بيحصل؟ أنا عايز أخلص أحسن كده تأخرنا. معلش. What happened when أبونا baptized baby؟ مش كده؟ أو أي شخص he baptized him. And this person will be a new creation. And after that, Abuna give him the other sacrament, which is confirmation, to sanctify him. You were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified. اغتسلتم بل تقدستم بل تبررتم باسم الرب يسوع وبروح إلهنا. In the name of the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of our God. Washed, sanctified. فحصل sanctification for each organ. All your organs have been consecrated. كل الأعضاء اتكرست للمسيح. عشان كده يقول بولس الرسول إيه هنا بقى؟ في عدد 15 من شابتر 6 فيرست كولوشيان، ألستم تعلمون أن أجسادكم بقت أعضاء المسيح؟ ممكن واحد شعر راسه يقف. أجسادكم أعضاء المسيح، وبعدين يستغرب جدا يقول أفآخذ أعضاء المسيح وأجعلها أعضاء زانية؟ مش ممكن، مش ممكن. خلاص يا جماعة تقدسنا. In the verse 15, Saint Paul said, Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? ممكن. خلوا ده اللي بيحصل بالنسبة لواحد لما يستهين or despise the gift of God to him. He is defiling the temple of God and he is making the members of Christ to be members of a harlot. That's why he said that. Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of harlot? Certainly not. Certainly not. My beloved, هخلص بس بقول حاجة بس بسيطة. كنت عايز أطلع حاجات كده عن الروح القدس. في حاجات نيجاتيف وفي حاجات بوزيتيف. هقولها كآيات بس مش هشرح عشان الوقت خلص يعني. What is the meaning of negative and positive? في النيجاتيف هبتدي بالنيجاتيف الأول. هبتدي بالنيجاتيف الأول. أفسس 4:3. أفسس 4:30. رسالة إفيشيان chapter 4 and verse 30. في ناس بتخلي الروح القدس يحزن جواها. شوف الكلمة طلعة توجع ازاي. الروح القدس ممكن يحزن. فبولس الرسول يقول لو سمحتوا ما تحزنوش الروح اللي جواكم. لا تحزنوا الروح القدس. Do not grieve the spirit. Chapter 4 and verse 30. لا تحزنوا روح الله القدوس. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Please do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. الروح ممكن يحزن. ما اعرفش بقى انا ممكن اسال نفسي وبكت نفسي الليله دي واروح اعيط طول الليل عشان اسال نفسي كم مره انا حزنت الروح القدس جوايا. How many times I caused the Holy Spirit to be grieved because of my sins. فدي اول حاجه لا تحزنوا ها الروح القدس. لا تحزنوا روح الله القدوس. دي هنلاقيها فين يا جماعه؟ في افسس شابتر 4 verse 30. طيب حاجة تاني. First Thessalonians, تسالونيكي الأولى إصحاح 5 وآية 19. الروح القدس ده يا جماعة روح ناري بس في ناس بتطفيه. يعني إيه يا ابني؟ سكوينش زي ما تكون حريقة كده حاجة من طلعها فاير وانت بتطفيها. اطلع لكم First Thessalonians and chapter 5 يا ريت يطلع بسرعة and verse 19. لا تطفئوا الروح. Don't quench the spirit. Don't quench the spirit. ده انا عايزكم تبقوا fervent in spirit. I would like you to be fervent in spirit. لكن في ناس تحزن الروح وفي ناس تعمل ايه؟ تطفي الروح. Some cause grief to the spirit and some quench the spirit. The third negative is that some resist the spirit. يقاوم الروح. مين اللي قالها ديت؟ استفانوس while he was speaking to the Jews قال لهم كده أنتم دائما تقاومون الروح. شابتر أعمال الرسل شابتر 7 and verse 51. يبقى فيه هنا هو شابتر 7 51 بيقول لهم كده استفانوس أنتم دائما تقاومون الروح القدس. يبقى في ناس تحزن الروح القدس لقيناها في أفسس 34 وفي ناس تطفي الروح القدس لقيناها في تسالونيك الأولى 5-19. Those who grieve the Holy Spirit is in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30 and those who quench the Spirit of God it is in the first Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19 and حاضر. And in chapter 7 in the book of Acts ناس تقاوم الروح القدس resist. عشان كده بولس الرئاس واستفانوس قال لهم you stiff-necked قساة الرقاب and uncircumcised in heart and ears you always resist. There are some people who are led by the Holy Spirit and there are others who resist the Holy Spirit. في ناس ينقادون بالروح القدس وفي ناس يقاوموا الايه الروح القدس. عشان كده في هرجع اقول بقى ايه الحاجات الايجابيه. What is the positive بولس الرسول يقول امتلئوا بالروح. It's amazing that when we read the book of Acts كل شوية تلاقي إيه then St. Paul or St. Peter was filled with the Spirit. Filled. And عشان كده هنا in the book on the epistle of Ephesians برضو chapter 5 بولس الرسول هنا speak about filling, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, chapter 5 and the verse 18. Chapter 5. لا تسكروا بالخمر الذي فيه الخلاعة بل امتلئوا بالروح. Do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. احفظوا التعبير ده. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. امتلئوا بالروح. كان دايما كده يقول لك ايه؟ حينئذ امتلأ بطرس بالروح القدس. امتلاء. Through the Bible, through the gospel, through the prayer, through repentance, through praising God, this will fill you with the Holy Spirit. You shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. واخر حاجه بعد ما اقول filled with the Holy Spirit, هقول الكلمه اللي قالها بولس الرسول, the instruction which he gave to each one, be fervent in spirit. حرين بالروح. Fervent. You have to keep yourself fervent in spirit. أنا عارف أن أنا طولت عليكم. So long. And actually I was not preparing anything. عشان كده عمال كده أروح من هنا لهنا وحيرتكم معايا. معلش بس يعني كل سنة وانتم طيبين. Happy Pentecost Feast. And may the Spirit of God fill you all. Lead your life. Fill you with the fruit of the Spirit. Do you know the fruit of the Spirit? Where it is? Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. Samar al-Ruh. Love, joy, peace, mahabba, ufarah, وسلام ها وبعدين goodness long suffering محبة فرح سلام صلاح طول أناه وداعة تعفف self control الحاجات دي كلها تبان فينا. عايزة تقولي حاجة يا قولي. دي بقى يعني عايزة لها محاضرة لوحدها. عايزة لها محاضرة لوحدها. إحزان الروح القدس وإطفاء الروح القدس دي من الحاجات اللي هي العوامل السلبية, the negative resistance to the Holy Spirit. إزاي يحزن وإزاي ينطفئ. ينطفئ لو الواحد ما يعني يبقى يعني يبطل حرارة الروح ويبطل يصلي ويبطل فالروح ينطفئ. أما يرتكب خطايا خصوصا خطايا الزنا والحاجات الأفكار الوحشة و convert the or use the members of Christ as the members of Arlot. ها ده هنا روح القدس بقى يحزن. ده باختصار كده يعني الخطيه تخليه يحزن, التكاسل والاسترخاء يخليه ينطفي. اوكي ثانك يو سو ماتش اند اي ابولوجايز فور ذس تاخير بينج ليت. طيب اتفضلوا نصلي.